know, you preaching or teaching, some things come to you kind of easy and some kind of hard. And I'm going to be honest with you, this is going to be hard for me. Run into a situation this week where about everything in chapter 7 is about what happened. And you know, a lot of times things happen in our lives to teach us, or for us to see how we would react to the situation. And I'm trying my best as a Christian, as a pastor, to handle this situation in a way that is Christ-like. To put God first and not my beliefs or my thinking. Well, and not necessarily my beliefs, but my way of thinking. Sometimes, you know, we think more in the flesh than we do, you know, we're human.
Yeah.
And sometimes the fleshly thinking will get in the way of the spiritual thinking.
Oh, yeah.
And my hopes is for this particular message is it for to help me. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I need help. And, you know, and I'm seeking God for that help. I'm not seeking man's help. I'm seeking God's help. Because this is a godly or morally, Christianly situation.
Yeah.
And it needs to be handled in that way. So we're going to start out in verse number 1. It seems like folks are getting kind of tangled up. You've got to realize I'm trying to get from God what I need to do. It says, judge not that ye be judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye mine, it shall be measured to you again. So, we need to, that particular part was laid in me in this situation where you're judging. God does the judging. He's the one that judges. When I realize something and know that it's wrong, that's not judging. When God tells you that something is wrong, and you know that it's wrong from the Word of God, you got Scripture that tells you that it's wrong. Is that judging? A lot of people would say, well, preacher, you're judging. Look at yourself. And that's going to be the second part of this. Look at yourself. Look at your faults. Folks, there's a difference between judging something and knowing something is wrong. Because I know something is wrong and not right, doesn't mean that I'm judging that person. Because God is telling me in His Word that that is wrong and it shouldn't be done. How's that judging? Because I'm being directly told in the Word of God, I've got Scripture to back it up that says it is wrong. But it's laid back to me that, preacher, you're judging. No, it's wrong. God says it's wrong. God is the one giving the judgment on it, not me. Is it, church, do you understand what I'm trying to say? That it's not me making the call.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing what God is telling me is right or wrong.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a judge. I'm not qualified to be a judge. Just like if I do something wrong, I know it's wrong, you know, I'm going to admit, hey, I'm wrong. But I'm not going to stand here and say, well, I did wrong. I'm not doing wrong. God is giving me permission to do it. That it's all right in His eyes, even though His Word says that it's wrong. Yeah, but more or less. We'll talk more later. But you know, I'm just trying to get us to understand that there is a, you know, we have been taught right from wrong.
Yeah.
And by us knowingly know that something's wrong doesn't mean that we're judging that person. What they're doing. That's what I'm saying. This is going to be hard. I mean, if I go out here and rob a bank, I know it's wrong.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can do to justify myself, but if somebody says, well, preacher, you shouldn't have went and robbed that bank. Don't you know that's wrong? But, you know, if you're, you know, being deceived by the devil, say, well, I robbed that bank because I needed money for my family, my children belong to it. That doesn't make it right.
No.
Like I said, this is really, really hard. And I need your prayers, church. I need your prayers to help me in this. All right. And it says here in verse 3, what? Boldness. What? And why? Beholdest thou the mite that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thy eye. And how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote from thy eye, and behold, a beam is in thy eye? Thy hypocrite. First cast out the beam out of thy own eye, then shall thou see clearly and cast the mote out of thy brother's eye. Now, you know, essentially what Jesus is saying here is, if I'm not perfect. Folks, there is things in that I do that I know I'm not perfect. I make mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, I have weaknesses.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm praying and asking God to help me overcome those weaknesses.
Yeah.
I'm not going around telling everybody God says it's all right that I be that way, and I can just continue in that, and I'm fine. Because, you know, I know that I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
And you know, there might be some things that I might need to work on in my life before I try to help somebody else with theirs.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just got to tell them to do it right.
Yeah. And you know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Is when you tell the truth about the situation, you got those that kind of want to bounce on the fence.
Are they saved?
Well, let's just say they go to church.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know, something I'm really getting tore up about this week. Because I want, as a Christian, to stand with God.
Yep.
And sometimes, when you stand with God, but let me rephrase that. Most of the time when you're standing with God, you've got a lot of people standing against you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. Regardless of how this turns out, I want it to be said, well, you know, you stood with God. I stand on God's word.
Yeah.
You stand on God's word, then, you know, if God's for you, who can be against you? Yeah. And, you know, they're going to try. And, you know, just like this part here with your brother. I know what this is saying. It's saying that, you know, you can't judge your brother. You can't correct your brother if you're in the same shape he's in. But I'm not in the same shape that this person's in. I know, I mean, I can take you right to Romans chapter 1 and show you that it's wrong. I know in my heart that it's wrong. I just wish that I had the words, that I had the knowledge of God to be able to just make this work. And without, you know, hurting people or being accused of being a judge or, you know, sometimes the truth hurts. No. But, you know, it's really hard. Who am I associated with other than the church? Okay. All right, let's go on. Yes, there is things in my life that I need to improve on.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now, I know what the word Christian means. It means Christ-like. And that's what I want to be, is like Christ. I mean, I can't be.
Right.
I mean, perfectly. But you know what I mean. Being a Christian, being a believer, trusting in God, and putting all what He wants first, not myself. We're going to go on and read in verse 6. The church, I want you to realize this morning, I am searching. For a solution that is going to uplift and promote the Lord Jesus Christ. Not the Lord, not a group of people, but God. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and render you. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Right there's what I'm looking for, church. I'm seeking. And, you know, I'm trying to find. In this situation, what is going to uplift our Lord and Savior, his truth.
Yep. Amen.
You know, we find that in Romans chapter 1, it says, you know, they'll turn the truth, the word of the truth of God into a lie. You know, it might be paraphrasing them just a little bit, but you know the essence of what I mean. They'll take the very truth of God and they'll turn it into a lie. And in their eyes, it's all right. But I'm looking for the truth. Amen?
Yep.
For everyone that asks, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. I'm going to hold God to that word. I'm seeking the truth. And I know he'll give it to me.
Yep.
And what man is of you? And then what man is there of you whom his son asks bread and ye give him a stone? Or ask a fish and ye give him a serpent? If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall the Father which is in heaven give good things unto them that ask him? Therefore, all these things which would that man, excuse me, therefore all things whatsoever ye would then men should do to you, do even so to them, for this is the law of the prophets. Enter ye the straight gate, for the wide wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be go in tree. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads into life, and few there be that find it. Sort of living in a world that wants to take a wide gate and assume that it's narrow.
Yeah.
They want to take that broad, wide road, but they want to go to heaven.
Yeah.
They make decisions in their life without seeking God's approval in it. They've been deceived by the world and its lust.
Yep.
They don't realize, you know, that, you know, God's word is his word. Mm-hmm. And when he says it's wrong, it's wrong. When he says it's right, it's right.
Yep.
That's God's word, not mine. I mean, everything we've read here this morning so far is written and read in my Bible.
Yep.
That's words that Jesus has spoken.
Yep.
You know, he's told us not to judge, that he'll do the judging. Mm-hmm. And just because we know right from wrong doesn't mean that we're judging somebody. Or, you know, I never once in my life stood here or anywhere and said that, you know, I lived a perfect life. I don't.
No.
But sometimes the truth is hard to swallow for some folks. And when you tell them the truth, they don't like it. Just like we don't like it sometimes when people, you know, correct us. But folks, I'm going to be honest with you. It's really hard. It's hard to sometimes this life is hard. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's been a rough week. But we get now into a section in my Bible that's warning against false teachers. And a lot of people think that they're right this morning on the issues because they're listening to false teachers.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. God said it's okay. No. If you're reading God's Word and it tells you it's wrong, it's wrong. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. The devil only needs to get his big toe. You crack the door. He gets his big toes in there. He's going to wedge that thing open. You can take a church that is full to the max. They're talking about knocking out walls and building big buildings because they've got so many. And the devil will get in there. And the next thing you know, you ain't got enough in there to keep lights on.
Yeah.
Because he'll tear it all to pieces.
Oh.
And it isn't just churches either. Folks, it could be families.
Yes.
I mean, the devil's tore. You realize how many of families in America this morning is tore apart because the devil's got in there and tore up the family? You don't want families. They want something to be destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Because a family that's praying and staying together, one is close to God, but when they're fighting and wants one another, they ain't got time to think about God.
Uh-huh.
All they're thinking about is what kind of revenge they can come up with on the next family member.
Yep.
Or friends.
Yep.
You know, the devil will get in there and he'll tear up everything there is to tear up. Starting in verse 15, he says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing. Be aware that they are raven wolves. You should know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns and figs of thistle? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that is brought, bring not good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them." Now, is that judging? It's not judging. It goes back to what I said a while ago. Because God has taught us right from wrong and teaches us that this is right and that is wrong. This is acceptable. This is not. Don't mean that we're judging somebody. God's the one that does the judging.
That's just the word of that traffic and that's how we used to live our life.
Yeah. But you know, the world thinks just because we're Christians that we're supposed to just condone every little wrong and make it, you know, say that it's right when it's not. Folks, that's a hard thing. It's very, very, very hard. When you know that something is wrong, and even the people that you think is going to stand behind you, condone it. When you know that it's wrong.
Yep.
I want to be known and stand, you know. They can make me out. They can call me whatever they want to. But I want to stand with God.
Yep.
And if I'm wrong, I want God to show me I'm wrong.
Yep.
so far I think what he's shown me. I mean, I know we're supposed to love our brother. We're supposed to love the one out there to despitefully use us.
Yes.
But we don't have to condone their sin.
Amen.
I ain't mad at nobody. But, you know, in the same token, don't sit there and tell me that you're a Christian and God says that your sin is okay.
Yep.
When he is written in his book, it's wrong. And tells you that it's wrong. I know they haven't read it. But you know, there's still something out there that I'm sure. I can remember when I was lost. There was things that could, you know, I do it and I'm like, you know, that ain't right. Folks, I just pray that you'll help me. We're going to stop right here and I'll pick back up after in the worship service. But just pray for me that God will help me with this. That he will show me the understanding that he wants me to understand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's try to pray for us.
Lord, just thank you, Lord, that you know everything, Lord, see everything, Lord. Sometimes, Lord, we just don't know what to do, Lord. Lord, I pray that you just help us, Lord, help us. My Father, it's hard sometimes to be what you'd have us to be, Lord God.
Yeah.
I probably go maybe four times a year, maybe.
Yeah.
If I look at it.
Well, being instructed out to grocery store once a month.
It means you check that.
That we need it, that we need it all.
And plus, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do it, that when I get what I need, I need to get more.
Yeah.
That's true. Yes, I'm ready to leave, he must go, my son. I can help. Oh, and I think, oh my gosh. I hate that. I ain't just done it going for a while. Yes, since I did, it'll be better.
Yeah.
I think it one of those. It's like how I said, it's a very not, I said, it's a little thing.
Tums.
See, the heavy like baking soda or something. They're coming in a little packet and sending Walmart. Going inside, they always pick up. It's a Spanish, like a alka seltzer, but it's a Spanish.
Oh, okay.
And I give one, and I put it in water, and I drink it.
Yeah, come, that's what I started saying. You just get your, if you got baking soda, not baking powder, but baking soda, put you like a half a teaspoon, you know, just a little, some in
water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I don't have a that one that like this is Spanish.
Cause I can use alka seltzer, but I ain't supposed to use them.
Period. Well, I don't use them alka seltzer, but it sounds like alka seltzer.
Yeah.
But white eggs is something that we buy on the road, they call them salad that we must be cut. And yes,
I tell you, I fixed my teeth. Then the Sevilla's has become.
Oh.
And I just seen them.
Oh, they're not good.
He was finally talking to her.
Uh-huh.
He been watching.
Uh-huh.
Or they been watching.
I don't know that.
One of these days I'll be around fixing.
WD-40.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna be honest with you, it's beyond the WD-40.
Is it?
Yeah.
Doing all right,
I bet. I think it's good. Hey, no, I'll cut this camera off.